Bava Metzia, Perek Tes, Mishnah Hey. Mishnah says, Hamakabel Sada Michavero, somebody accepts a field from his friend, and this is talking about a case of Arisus, where he's going to give him a percentage to the landlord, Velo Asasa, and it didn't produce much, it produced very, very little, and because of that, the tenant, the sharecropper, doesn't want to deal with it. It's just not worth it for him. Im Yeshba Kede Lahamid Kri. If it produces enough to produce a kri, a pile of grain, chayav letapulba, he's still obligated to work it. He can't get out of it and say it doesn't produce enough for my work. Once it has a kri, now what is considered a pile of grain? What shear is there? So the Gemara explains, it a pile of grain that's large enough that you could stick a pitchfork into it, and that would be that. Is it enough of a pile of grain? And that, the Gemara explains, is a shear of sasayim of two sa'ah. The Bryce and the Gemara explains that this is because in the common shtar arisus, in the common contract that's made between a sharecropper and the landlord, he writes that I am going to plow and plant and harvest and do all of the other activities that are necessary until it becomes a place a kri lefanecha, until they place a pile of grain in front of you, and then you'll get whatever percentage we make up on it. And I will take the rest as my pay for having worked this field on your behalf. So since actually there's a written document that says I'm going to put a kri in front of you, so that's why the kri, the pile of grain, is the shear, and the Gemara had told us how large that pile of grain needs to be. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, Ma kitzva bakri? What's the set amount of a kri? And what he's really pointing out is that it depends whether what size the field is. If it's a small field, so a kri may be appropriate. But a very large field, a kri won't necessarily be appropriate. It's not a one-size-fits-all type of an idea, because it depends how much work there is, how much it produces, whether or not that's going to be enough value for me or not. Ella im yesh ba kedei nefila. However, he says that the correct shear should be whether or not the amount that I would plant in it was at least produce what I put into it. If it produces what I put into it, that I still have an obligation to work the field. The halacha actually follows the opinion that it's enough for a kri, but that in order to respond to Rabbi Huda's point, we understand that the Tanakama, who says a kri, is beyond, it's a kri beyond the value of what he puts into the field, and that is to say what we call the hotzah, the expenditures of the grain and the other things that go into the planting. It's anything beyond that, so it's a kri plus. That's really what the halacha is. And of course, this Mishnah can only be talking about a case of arisus where he's giving him a percentage, because in the case of chachirus, in the case of where he gives him a set amount, it's irrelevant whether he wants to work the field or he doesn't want to work the field. The landlord doesn't really care. He's going to get his set fee no matter what.